check it out.
Well, welcome back to the Mark and Daryl Show on Pirate This Radio. Mark and Daryl Show.
You're listening to a clip from an unusual caller to the Mark and Daryl Show by the name of Andrew Beale. The Mark and Daryl Show can be heard each week on Sunday nights from 8 until midnight.
Only on Rant Radio.
I won't go too much into the setup, other than to say that this fellow was responding to a challenge that Daryl issued on air that nobody that commits suicide had the balls to call into the show.
So you agree that suicide people are cowards?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go on record of saying that I don't think that there's anyone that's committed suicide that has the guts to call in.
You don't believe that anybody has the balls to call in if they've committed suicide?
I don't.
All right.
I'm serious, man. I mean, the laws of physics suggest that it won't happen.
That's a great...
Ricky's signaling me. He says we got a call on line 7. You're on the Mark and Daryl Show. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Andrew Veal. And I committed suicide, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Okay, so...
You've committed suicide.
Hell yeah, Bo.
Where are you from, man? Do you just call me Bo?
Well, Bo, that's, you know, Bo, that's an expression. Bo?
An expression of what?
That's who you are. You know, you talk to me, I talk to you, I say Bo.
Okay.
Bo.
All right, so what's your point in calling in? What is your name, Andrew?
Yeah, it's okay. Andrew Veal.
Andrew Veal. What's your point in calling in?
Well, damn, hell, you guys are talking about committing suicide and it's cowardice, and you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm remaining neutral on this one. Daryl's the one that's got a problem with people that commit suicide.
I do. I think they're all cowards.
Why you say that? I ain't a coward. It takes a man with balls, huge balls, to shoot himself.
Did you shoot yourself?
Well, yeah, I did. I didn't do a good job of it.
Why did you shoot yourself?
It was a misfire.
It was a misfire.
It was a misfire. That's right.
Okay. When was this?
This was a few days ago.
A few days ago? Are you sure?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that you're a double coward on that. Not only did you take the coward way out and try to kill yourself, but on top of that, you sabotaged your own rifle so that you couldn't do it.
Ain't no damn sabotage, whatever, you know, sabotage, man. I tell you what, it was an old round that I put in the damn gun, and it didn't go off right. It was a delay.
It was a delay? What the hell? Wait, how do you delay a rifle shot?
It's a damn dud, man. You never hear of a dud?
I'm hearing one right now.
That ain't even funny, boy. Let me tell you something here. You don't want me to open up the whole damn can now, do you?
Yeah, a can of what?
A can of whoop ass, thank you.
Can of whoop ass.
Can. Okay. He really say can of whoop ass?
I think that's what he said.
Well, we got Roy D. Mercer on the line here.
Roy D., whoever the hell you're talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling you, you guys want to call in. You said, you know, you don't believe somebody will call in and committed suicide. Well, hell, I committed, tried to commit suicide. What the hell you want?
Is that what you're trying to say? Is that
look, that, that damn bush, here, let me tell you something. That damn bush over there in Iraq, you know, he's only over there for the oil. You know that?
Did you say Earl?
Earl, you know, putting your
Who's
car.
Who's Earl?
You put in your car. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, like
that's
a driver.
That's all over for, and then we got a guy that's here, Kerry, that I think would have made this country prosper.
Prosper? How would? Okay, I can't believe I'm getting into a conversation here. Why? How,
I mean,
would
how many people are in your town, man? Is it like population 7, count 1 coon dog?
Well, I don't know how many coon dogs we got in the town, but I know there's a few of them because we got them hunters out there. We all hunt out here. There's about 750 people out here. We all hunt. Now, I don't know what that has to do with it or not, but, you know, go ahead, suit yourself.
Your population drops 3 to 4 a year? funny accident?
I'm sorry, sir.
Never mind.
Wow, he even said sir.
I'm trying to be polite. You guys are not being polite. I'll try to be polite.
I honestly didn't believe that someone who committed suicide had the guts enough to call in. I didn't think it could happen.
Well, here it happens, and you know, sometimes people have to stand up for what they believe in.
Okay, what do you believe in?
Well, I believe Bush is a sumbitch. That's what I believe in. You know, he's over there. You know, innocent young men are dying over there for no reason. Somebody had to stand up.
Stand up for what?
Stand up for what they think is right.
And by trying to kill yourself, you're trying to make a statement? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you know, you kill yourself and you're dead, so you die. That's what happens when you kill yourself and you make a statement. People listen. People stand up. And they'll
I'm
understand what's going on
this,
there.
Tell you
know,
that.
Protest. You commit
what
suicide and protest.
And what was it exactly you were protesting?
Bush.
You protested Bush, like, that he exists, or that, what, that he won?
Well, he won, you know, that's just a mockery.
Hey, let me explain just a little bit of something to you here, okay? And try with your limited Southern knowledge to wrap your brain around this if you can.
Well, that's just not polite on yourself there, Bo. You know, I've been nice to you, but go ahead.
All right. Suicide to make a statement in protest, would you not consider that if you're killing yourself in protest of something, that once you're dead, you can no longer protest it?
Well, I like to protest on a limited basis here. You understand what I'm saying here now?
A limited basis.
That's right. That, you know, a limited. You don't do it much. That's limited.
Let me ask you, man, are there more people like you in Georgia?
Well, let me tell you, them Buddhist Hindus, those people setting themselves on fire, they protest, don't they? Why can't I?
Is that why they set themselves on fire?
Hell, I don't know why they set themselves on fire. Well, you know, they just set themselves on fire. They do their job.
That's why they burn.
I don't think that's funny. I don't know why y'all laughing like that. You know, people out there dying, protesting. You over there, you guys over there laughing.
Oh my goodness, alright.
Because it's stupid.
Well, it might be stupid to you, smarty, but it might not be stupid to other people. People might stand up and listen and understand, which you don't.
Alright.
Mr. Radio Talk Show Host.
Yeah, you know, I really don't understand this.
Well, hell, son, what do you want me to do?
It's a cowardly act.
Poster child for.
It's a It's a cowardly act, okay? And you're committing suicide in protest, which negates the whole point of protesting anyway, because you're fucking dead if it works. But obviously, in your case, you couldn't load a gun properly and blow your own fucking head off.
I know how to load a gun, there, son. I know how to load a gun.
So.
It was my granddaddy's old bullets I put in the gun. You know, it didn't go off right.
So do you think your statement was made?
Well, I think so. By coming on your show, people out there will know that, you know, I tried and, you know, it went off. And it was delayed, but, you know, it went off and it missed. But people out there, all you listeners out there, if you would hell, don't vote for Bush ever again.
Well, that's great because he's not going to be running ever again.
Well, he might have a son or something like that. Might run down the road somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, I hope I made my point clear today.
Well, you've about made it clear as Mississippi mud there, sir, in terms you might understand.
Well, yeah, Mississippi mud, that's right. It's mud and from Mississippi. That would be Mississippi mud.
Oh, God.
Y'all laughing again. I still don't understand what's so funny.
Dude, you are a hoot, man. We have got to have you back on the show more often.
Well, no, my name's not Hoot. You know, I told you my name is Andrew Veal.
Andrew Veal.
That's right.
Andrew Veal.
That's right, Andrew Veal.
Dude, before you hang up, I think we should go to like a break or something so Mark can get your contact info so we can get you back on the show periodically.
All right.
I'd love to come back on your show, you know, enlighten you, you city slickers a little bit there, you know.
Okay.
Maybe I can city slickers. A little bit more.
We definitely could use your kind of enlightenment anytime that you're willing to deliver it.
I like this guy.
Yeah, sure, yeah, I sure will. You guys, it seems like you guys need it.
All right. Let me put you on hold. We're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be right back here on the Mark and Daryl Show.
He said city slickers.